Atlanta led the list with 115 firearms seized at security checkpoints in 2012, according to preliminary TSA numbers. And that makes some sense, since Atlanta is the busiest airport in the country. Charlotte made the top 15, but just barely, with 25 firearms seized. A number of smaller airports, primarily in Florida and Texas, ranked higher on the guns at checkpoints list. Charlotte Aviation Director Jerry Orr says one reason relatively few guns were seized here is that we're a transfer hub for U.S. Airways.
Three quarters of the people of our emplanements here never leave the airport.
So if they had a gun, it would have been confiscated earlier in their travel. But Atlanta has a lot of transfer passengers, too, about 70%, according to an airport spokesperson. So let's look at the TSA data a different way. When you rank last year's firearm seizures per million passengers boarding planes, transfer hubs like Charlotte and Atlanta actually do fall to the bottom of the list. Smaller regional and often rural airports rank highest. Even so, what gives with so many people bringing guns to the airport? Here's Orr's take.
Most of those, if not all of them, are accidental on the part of the person carrying the firearm. They just neglected to leave their gun at home.
Okay, fine. But get this.
The majority of the firearms that we discover at the checkpoint are loaded.
That's TSA spokesman John Allen. Of the 1,500 firearms seized in 2012, most were handguns, often with a round in the chamber. And that number doesn't include the really crazy stuff TSA caught at checkpoints. Spear gun, anyone? If you don't believe me, check out the weekly list of confiscated weapons posted on the TSA blog. So what's the consequence of bringing a gun through airport security? Allen says TSA calls the local police, who may arrest you. But usually, you'll be allowed to continue your travel, either by taking the gun home or locking it in a checked bag. You will pay a price, though. Bringing a firearm through an airport checkpoint carries a civil penalty of up to $7,500. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.